Get her done.
Okay, get her on.
Call this meeting to order if you're ready for recording.
Yep, cool.
Welcome. Hopefully Darren comes in. You say Randy's not going to make it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to do the minutes for us, please?
Yeah. So they were on June 29th, 2023. So Brett went over the financial statement. Year-to-date, we had $412,000 on income with a cash balance of $729,000. Deposits since the last meeting was $174,000 for federal mineral lease and $161,000 for SRS. And then checks written out were $110,000 for crusher repairs and $20,000 for dozer repairs. And then we had a request for a check for a KM Hotbox 4-ton dump trailer. And then we went over the audit. There was no recommendations or concerns. And we had to do the audit because of the mainstream of a $1.1 million revenue of last year. And then we plan on purchasing chip and oil for around a couple $100,000, along with the loader and grader. And that was it.
I have a
motion. Make a motion to accept the minutes.
I have a second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you. Okay. Financial statement review.
Okay.
Turn the time over to Brad.
So we've had some money come in.
I was going to say, it looks like we got a little money.
Yep. Year to date, $984,000. We've spent $767,000 of it. Our current cash on hand is $738,000 roughly in total. And if you want to flip over, you can see kind of where the deposits have come from. So last year, for the full year, we brought in $911,000. Year to date, we brought in $1.1 million.
That means on our audit, we'll have to go to the...
We did last year, too.
Did we last year, too?
Yeah. On the
I thought we were under.
Right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were under $1 million last year.
No, we were just barely over.
Just barely over. Yeah. Okay. Oh, well. But, yeah, that's...
So they didn't charge us anything extra. I didn't bring it up to them.
Mm. Yeah. Well, so they're accountants. If they don't account for
right,
it,
they can't keep up.
So, how many more are we going to get? One or two, maybe?
That's just over half the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
About two-thirds.
Well, and that's the majority of
that's
it.
That's most of it.
Majority of the big stuff.
Yeah. We'll probably have...
A couple of small ones, maybe.
One more deposit come in. Let's see.
Last year you got 1-9-1 and 10-1.
Three.
It wasn't much money.
Yeah.
So we could get one more deposit in like December-ish, November,
October, December.
That one kind of flops around, but
yeah,
it's probably gonna be another 150,000,
160,000.
You know. That'll be
good.
Yeah. All it's gonna do is go to the cost of diesel.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think I was looking on my budget this year. It's like, how do you even guess what you feel is gonna be next year?
$5 a gallon?
It is now. It's $5.40 in Fillmore at the truck stop.
And
so when I go buy number one fuel this year for winter, it could be $5 a gallon for non-taxed.
Do you do that with a state contract?
I don't do state comp. Well, I don't on that because the state is usually higher than
higher?
Buy it from Cardinal or Steve's.
Oh, okay.
And I've ran into that so many times.
Yeah.
The state pricing is higher.
Higher.
You know, that's just like the tires I bought last year. They were $230 more a tire.
With the state. Yeah.
So sometimes it's just like, no.
One of the things that the legislature last year did pass a little higher reimbursement for C&D roads. But I don't know what that is. We'll start getting it. We'll get it all next year, but I think it might have started in July. I don't think it's anything's helpful. I don't know if it's going to make a lot of difference, but it is a little more than what they've done in the previous years. Probably not enough to compensate the difference three and five dollar fuel.
Yeah.
I seriously think it didn't even do that.
Yeah. Well, the good news is, you know, our federal minimum lease is tied to basically the price of oil.
Yeah, so it's going to go up.
So it'll help.
How much fuel do you use a year?
A year?
Yeah.
It's about 15,000 gallons a month.
15,000. So you use have two semis, so that's six semis.
No, we did a tanker and a pump is
11,000
gallons.
So, so you use a tanker and a pump
a month.
So we use 15 or 16. Has that been pretty consistent?
Yeah, especially when we run them. Yeah.
180,000 gallons.
So it depends on, I mean, we haven't really bought a lot of fuel out of the district like we used to, but we never used to crack seal in the wintertime. So them guys would run their trucks all year round, all gravel. And now we break up and do crack seal and different other stuff. So that knocks our fuel prices down because we're not hauling as much gravel.
No, always.
Yeah.
So. But.
That's $5, that's $900,000.
Yeah, I think the county budget's about $450,000-$500,000 a year, and I might go over this year a little bit, but you know, I try not to take any out of here. We try to use it for equipment costs and for stuff like that. And that's the breakdown. I still got an engine that's a 980 engine that's coming out, and that's $70,000. I'd like to buy a grader too out of Idaho from Wheelers, or not Wheelers, excuse me, States, Western States, Cat Dealer in Idaho. If you're ever looking for equipment, I don't know why Idaho is cheaper by almost $100,000.
Oh.
Now, Western States takes up like Wyoming, Montana, Oregon. There's another state. So they have more equipment and more to deal with than Wheelers does.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. They were $100,000 less on a grader.
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Percentage-wise, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, 25 or more.
Yeah, and a lot less hours too. This is the grader I want. It's coming from a city in Wyoming.
So it's pulling them out of Canada or something.
You know, I see a lot of stuff for sale on out of Canada. It's usually a good deal.
Yeah,
but who's going to Canada to get it?
Yeah,
in Quebec.
What would it cost you to take a truck?
I don't even like crossing the state line.
$20,000.
Yeah. I was going to say, would
go to Quebec. I mean, it depends on where you're going.
But if you could save $100,000-$150,000, it'd be worth it.
Yeah.
I got a CDL. I'll drive.
Try getting that past our auditor. Where are you going? Quebec? No, you're not. No, you're not. Can I go to Idaho? Maybe. I got to get their permission to go to Idaho. So that's why I'm staying on this side of the county. They're going to bring the grader. If we agree on buying it, they're going to ship it from Idaho Falls across the border to us, and then we'll pick it up.
It's like Snowville.
They won't let you go get it?
I got to get his okay.
Really?
And it takes like, if I decided tomorrow to buy it, then I have to wait 2-3 weeks, and then they have to make a decision.
They have to have a meeting first?
Yeah, they do. If I go out of state. But whatever, that's policy.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you don't know that.
That wasn't my policy.
No, so it's a kind of policy if you go out of state, you gotta get approved.
Yeah,
you
gotta get approved.
See,
it might have to do with insurance. We don't know what it is. It's, I don't know. But a new grader is $705,000, like I told you.
That's a 14M or something?
Yep. They changed the numbers. The new one would be a 150M.
Oh.
But it's not much bigger. It's just a horsepower deal.
Mm-hmm.
$705,000, and we can buy a used one that's got 900 hours for $300.
We did that. We bought one, and we kept breaking. I can't remember what the bolts were, but it held the blade on, so it's kind of important.
Yeah.
And you couldn't just rob them from another piece of equipment or go down the auto and get them.
Right.
You had to order them from somewhere. I don't know where it was, but... Anyway, went through a couple of sets. I don't know what they did. They finally got it figured out. I don't know if they just welded it together.
So, can you get 14,000-15,000 hours from those or not?
Yeah.
Like 900 is not a lot.
No, like nothing.
Unless they're I don't know about graders.
Well, it's just the city. Know, yeah, we can get, yeah, we can get 12,000 hours.
10,000 to 12,000 yeah. hours. On it. Yeah. That's only 10% of the life.
Yeah, that's how long life happened.
Yeah, they do. Well, yeah, that's brand new pretty
much. That's a pretty good price for...
Yeah, we'll put 1,500 to 1,600 hours a year on them.
Yeah.
You know, the graders, because we...
And you already built a lot of
roads.
Yeah.
You'll probably have it 25 years.
Yeah, loader, yeah. I'll put, like, just on my small, I'd put 1,000 hours
yeah.
a year on
it. Yeah. Yeah, so
if the equipment guys are like 1,000 hours a year, that should be like 5,000 hours.
Yeah.
Just getting new stuff.
Yeah.
I wanted to buy two, but we're not going to be able to do that. So we'll, if that's all right, we can get one. And then.
That's all we got.
Yeah, and then we'll want to save some money for salt in case something bad happens this winter.
So yeah, just keep in mind, and we dropped the ball, like, I'll take the blame for it on this hot box.
Okay.
We didn't go through and do, like, the bid thing.
I got the state. That's a state price. I can get the paperwork on in.
Okay.
Out of the craft call.
He just, it's water under the bridge now, but if you're going to buy this grader,
okay.
Just send us those comparisons.
Comparisons.
Yep, so we can look them over.
Okay, good.
Because probably the hot box too, you probably don't use it a lot.
No, right? Just during the winter. But like I said, that was on the state contract price.
Yeah. So how many times a year do you think you use it?
Oh, we'll use it, you know, a dozen times. Mm. But it's just, it keeps that material hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So like, I guess it'll help us a lot. It's kind of like the crack. It's kind of like the crack seal machines, basically the same setup, but you just put a straight asphalt, mixed asphalt in it, and it stays hot, and you can reheat it the next day and a day. You know, it holds it for 2 or 3 days. So it's the hot mix only lasts 4 hours. Straight hot mix only lasts 4 hours. So you got to be finding the spots, and you know, you can't drive from here to Kanosh and Mississippi very easily.
Right.
You know, I'm not wasting material, but like Jake's not going to open it up for 2 tons of asphalt that day to go to Scipio and patch a bunch of little holes.
Yeah.
Or we just dump it in there, keep it hot, do our thing.
So if Jake's not batching, where do you get it from?
I've been pulling it out of Gunnison. Yeah, I was going to get it today, but they didn't batch till like 1 o'clock.
Can Jake compete with him if he batches here or not?
Jake's higher. It's a little higher than what the Gunnison is. So,
even if you figure out a hole in the room?
Yeah, even a hole in the side.
They're on the east side of the freeway. Are they batching? That's like Barnes Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a batch plant?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tried calling them like 30 times.
Who is that?
Staker.
Is that Staker?
Yeah, Staker.
They look like they were pumping out.
Yeah. And answer their phone. This was months ago.
Oh.
I tried for days. I couldn't get an answer.
Yeah.
Hells has been good over there. But I mean, the Hell Staker's the same, pretty much the same people.
Oh, is it?
They're all bought by the same people. Mm. It's all getting to be one big company anymore. WWE Clyde, the Staker, Hells. They've all combined, it seems like.
We can run through our purchases from last. So we talked about the hot box. Got some mag. Got some grader parts.
That's not much mag. That's good for you.
No, I think that was like a... They didn't bring us all the invoices, and they actually found another one.
Oh.
Rope signs.
Grader parts have been probably the cutting edges.
Yeah.
What I always pay for them.
Rope grinding.
Road grinding was in Holden from the drone.
And then we got the audit, 2,700. And then the oil. Wow, I'm buying a bunch of oil. Got our registration fee with this 8. Got some painting, striping.
Yep.
Our P.O. box, got more striping. Greater transmission. And then the meeting's tonight, so it looks like I'll take Gordon and Darren off for that list.
Randy.
Oh, sorry, Randy.
We're taking me on.
Gordon's sitting right there. And then the last report is just the bank wreck on the treasury account. I did not get the Zion one done tonight. So here's the statements right here. Oh, so yeah, we're sitting on $738,000.
We're looking at spending that on a grader.
And $70,000 for a number.
Grader is three something, isn't it? What's your grader?
It's $295.
$295.
But I'll get comparables and send them to you. Get Shannon to email them to you.
Okay. Well, need a motion to accept financials.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Seconded. Any further discussion? If not, well, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
I really do think the training
we'll just
would do it as a team. So when those other two next week with our next month. Is that when we're looking at?
I think October? It's November.
November. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. That training's only what?
It's short.
That
right
open
up.
Meeting, wasn't it only like 15
minutes?
15.
Maybe. It's not very long.
We can do that next time. What else do we need to discuss? So you need a grader and a engine? What else? You probably have a long list of other things if we had a lot of money.
That moves so fast when you buy one piece of equipment for $700,000. It's gone.
Yeah,
it sucks. It's like hard. You know, we got so many pieces of equipment, and one piece of equipment can wipe out your budget for the year.
Yeah.
The county side and this, I mean, everything. It's
tough. Have you already gotten your salt for the year?
No. If we buy it early, it turns hard. So we got to buy it as we go, kind of. We used to have some leftover from last year that we'll run through the crusher, actually, and bust it up every year. And then we'll use that and we'll buy new.
That's from Redmond, is it?
Redmond or Willow Creek.
Yeah.
Same place across the street. Whoever's the cheapest.
Yeah,
Willow Creek's been cheap for him.
Mm-hmm. But they got bought out, and then they went for about the same price.
Well, that's right. They did get bought out. I hate that, because we was buying some to them. We didn't, after the new company took it all away, they raised it.
They raised it up a bunch.
They was quite a bit less than they raised it.
So the only other thing that we might do that I can think of is if we can get asphalt and do 2,000 west out here. We tried a little section of doing a micro sealing that they could do on the freeway, and it didn't work. I thought we could level it up with that, make it smoother, but it didn't work.
Oh, is that out there by the feedlot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how many miles?
That little black spot. Well, we got like 4 miles, 3.5
miles.
But $100,000 might do a mile. We're gonna have to chisel at it because we're gonna need equipment, but we also need to fix that road. But it makes you mad because it's like that road is smoother than most county roads in the state of Utah, but it's one of our roughest. It is the roughest road we have in this county, but it's not terrible. But
it's not terrible.
But you know what I mean.
I rode my bike down that road a couple of times.
It's bad enough that I get calls every.
Calls, but it's always the same.
Well, that's what I get called on.
It's them southern people.
But it's frustrating because you know you go on any other county road and it's like. Good grief.
They're just a bunch of liners up on that road.
Yeah.
Between the linemen and the shirts.
I don't know who it is.
Does any of this flash flooding turn out any of
I think it was Ray Lyman.
Any flash flooding we've got this summer? It's like today.
Grow up.
The hospital, it rained like cats and dogs.
That's not
how
bad.
Not at all.
Not
dry.
Yeah.
So it's real spotty.
It's spotty. We've had some big floods. Yeah.
I'm just wondering if anything's taken out your roads out there.
No.
As long as the culverts are clear, it moves.
Yeah. It's been good so far.
Good. So. What else do we need to talk about?
So my situation.
Let me just, as you're talking about the flood, Brandon did a. Our road department did a great job in working with the city, and we're trying to Delta hasn't been affected as much, but you're over there. We're trying to develop some positive policies to work with them and not just do it and pay for everything. Yeah. They don't like that, but we've a couple other little things that people want us to do. And basically it says, like the road we magged out, what's that road out there?
Oh, here?
Yeah.
2500 East. Yeah. It's out past.
He says, you pay for the material, took us a half a day or something, we'll do it. We're doing more of that because everybody wants us to pay everything. And the same thing with Fillmore City. We basically says, if we can help, we'll help. But, you know, they all want us to, we're not going to pay all of it. And so they've been really good. And you've seen what's happened with your creek. And,
you did a lot of work on that.
There's nobody in the, even for the sheriff's department, emergency, I mean, we got all the people, but they can't step up and get it done. And, you know, Brandon, he'll run right over the top of you doing it. And so me and him have this. But we do a lot. We do a lot that they just think they can't get it done. And just helping them. And like I say, we're very cautious about putting equity and capital in anything when it's a responsibility. But we're willing to lend a helping hand. Send a guy, send a truck or something like that. That stuff's already in our budget. So they become much more sensitive. He's budgeting our time for everybody. So if we have to take a half a day or a day to go help somebody do something, well, you know, a city or something, it's got to be a city or something, a town, we'll do it. But we're really trying to back out of spending any money on any capital, on any, any things like that. So. But we did a good job, I think.
With that, is the jail back up to full staff yet? Isn't that who you had doing a lot of your crack seal? That was, economically, was huge.
You mean for an inmate
standpoint?
Yeah.
We're
hiring over there?
Both, actually, yeah. I think they're going to come out this year.
Because that saved you how much?
Well, we had that discussion the first year. I had the state warden call me and say, because I was bugging the sheriff, you're not going to get anybody because we upped the certification. They got to have a certain, you might know. So, and so I started digging in. Well, they said they only had one guy over here that's actually certified to go out. And they have really pushed back with that. But without no further discussion, the inmates have helped as much or ever as they ever have. I don't know. Because we was complaining, but he never says they changed the policy. But all of a sudden, all of a sudden they have been decent with you.
Yeah.
They helped with the county fair, and in February or March, they basically told me, no, we're not getting anything. So I've just left it there, and they've, on several occasions, they have helped us. They helped us last week with sandbags.
Yeah.
And
it's funny because they say there's only one certified person, but they swap out.
Yeah.
You know, so there's
a different guy.
I haven't dared to ask that question because I said, I'll just shut up. I won't, you know. Wow. He had the state warden call me and say, this is what it is. We changed everything. The sheriff says, yeah, that's right. So I quit arguing with him, but all of a sudden, I walk out about June. I walk out of the county building, and there's eight inmates out there mowing the lawn. I thought, what's?
Well, I've noticed them doing lawns. So.
Yeah, they're out more.
So I just thought if you crack seal, that extends the road life for how much?
Well,
it's cheaper.
We've told them. I mean, if you run the audit on it, 30, 40 years ago, they put these jails in these communities for economic development. Well, you hire people and that, but I don't think others are any better. Our jail and inmates cost our county money. We don't make money.
Yeah.
And so it's probably not going to change, but for them to compensate, if we can take those inmates and help do the things they can, like you get crack seal, what you got out there, four or five guys? I mean, I passed the state last fall doing crack seal or something. They had like six guys there and making whatever, you know. I mean, you know, it's costing them about $1,000 an hour to keep those six guys going. And you go out with what Brandon's doing, you got to have one guy. And so it is, you know, maybe not moving panels as much, but it is significantly, it's a significant savings that helps us compensate for extra help.
Oh, it does.
But the sheriff's office is, they got four more deputies talking about leaving. I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Four more?
I think
they're
all going
to
highway patrol.
Huh.
That's what I've been told.
We have not been able to keep up with it.
Yeah.
So they're short. The sheriff's office, what we have budgeted, they can hire more people because it's in their budget. They're 4 to 6 people under what they budgeted. So there's the money in there in the room to really hire them, but they haven't.
They just haven't.
What happens to that money when they don't spend it?
We get it back at the end of the year and reappropriate them. I mean, we figured they got so many spaces. It's like Brandon keeps his pretty full. Every once in a while we have one. But, of course, when we budget for next year, how many employees you need and all that's budgeted. And when you get to the end of the year, the sheriff has generally turned probably $400,000 to $500,000 a year back, which would only be... We have good benefits in our county.
I was going to say, that's probably only three people.
That's only three people, yeah. But see, by the time you make someone making 60, 70, whatever a year, it costs us 70% to 80% more for benefits. Our benefits are 80% of your wages. So a normal person in this county, it costs us anywhere from $80,000 to $120,000.
Yeah. I figured it today, and it was $64,000 a person, and then like another $40,000 was benefits. So you're 110.
So someone making $60,000, it costs the county $110,000.
Yeah, yeah.
That's higher than industry. We run like
it is higher than industry.
30% to 40%
on
top of his wage.
Well, I talked to the school
but
district.
But the wages are higher.
I don't know if the school district knew, and they told me theirs was like 37%.
Like an operator.
So I don't know if they knew. And it went up another, basically everything's gone up another 10-12% this year.
Yeah.
Well, this construction's not helping anybody.
No.
Yeah.
They're just driving wages up.
It's a game where you're going to go where the highest pay is. You know, and they're chasing that job. They'll go over here for the drop in a heartbeat.
You got these guys in town charging a couple grand a month for rent. You know, so they're
I got a guy that works for us, and he's renting his rooms out for $1,500 a month per room.
Yeah, wow.
And he's got two rooms in his house, and he's just by himself. But two rooms, it's $3,000. And he's pocketing, and it's just a room.
Yeah.
He's going to quit the road department.
But it's cheaper motel by half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you figure $100 a night at his house, and it's $200 a night at a motel.
Yeah, wow.
It's $3,000 a month at apartments or motel.
You got any room left at your house where we can rent out?
I'm with the kids.
There's several people over here that kind of remodeled fixed so they could have. There was one guy that had like four rooms, $2,000 a piece for four rooms in your house.
That's crazy.
Kick your husband out with kids.
That's what I'm thinking.
Hey,
Jim,
put him in the
barn. We'll pay for you. Get out of here. Take over your house.
Rent the house to pay for the farm. I know how that is.
There you go.
Yep.
So the last thing I wanted to bring up tonight was my situation's changing a little bit. So I've taken a new role, with a new company, so I'll be working in Milford.
So you won't be out here anymore?
Yeah, I won't be out there anymore. So I'll be just driving it back and forth 4 days.
What company is that?
So the operating company is called Milford Mining.
Okay.
But it's owned by a private equity firm out of England.
So you're not going to work out here anymore, or is this part of that?
I ain't working it. No, it's not related.
It's not related. Well, so you're jumping ship.
Jumping ship.
How many years, sir, did you put out there?
18 and a half.
Really?
Oh,
One of those guys chasing
money talks.
Chasing the dollars.
there's that.
Watch your cows on there, though.
A lot of, there's other things too, but
yeah. So where's the mine?
Well, it's a restart of that copper mine.
Okay, on the other side of the west.
Yeah.
Okay, if you need concrete work, I'm the guy. Because I do Milford already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of everything that we need.
Where's the mine at down there?
Just northwest of Milford.
Yeah.
It's back, how far away
from the... It's on the other side of the hill, right?
How far away from the county line?
It's close. So, you know when you cross where you run into the power, the solar panels?
Yeah.
And you look across to the west and you see kind of some
diggings. It's right out there on the west.
It's over on the other side.
On the other side.
I don't know how close it is to the Miller County mine.
Is there a lot of potential there? Is it a good...
Is that where their office is?
No. Their office is downtown Milford.
Oh, okay.
And we got to look at that and see if we might move it. But
to Delta?
No. Good talk. No. So, yeah, they don't know exactly how much is there, but... all indications are there's quite a bit.
It's worth enough that they're going to
copper?
Because we got, yeah. I've had some contacts just recently. They're starting to do some geothermal stuff out there, mm-hmm. right on the county line. And I don't know how big it is, but they're sure bugging us about
it. Somebody told me about that, and it was going to be pretty good sized.
Did you see the thing about the lithium? Yeah. Toomey Valley? They're trying to find that. Do you hear that?
Which company? Rockland?
They went out and built a road out there. And
where's that at?
It's in just before Kings Canyon.
Oh, over here.
West, yeah, Kings Canyon.
Oh.
Going out Highway 6 and 50.
I haven't heard of that.
Go up Tule Valley. They said they were doing some, they were trying to find lithium.
Oh, did they find it?
I don't know.
No. Well,
I don't tell you.
So there's a bunch of...
Don't you guys mine some of that?
Well, yes and no. So there's a couple of companies there on the north end of Tule.
Okay.
And then there's one up there by the honeycombs. They're the noisy ones. That's who I thought you were talking about.
This is down lower.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of guys looking for lithium. There's lithium out there.
In that valley?
But it's all over. It's in our ore. It's all over that west desert out there. But
is it not other places or something? Or what about...
It's
well,
considered
there's
a rare.
Higher concentrations here.
So the Lord put it here for us, or what?
It's still not good enough yet.
It's not worth enough money
it's
to get it.
It's still too low.
Low grade.
And the other problem is they don't know how to get it out. So
what,
this is all this whole lithium thing right now is hinging on this one company in Arkansas. Mm. And they're working with this lab out of Toronto. And they call it direct lithium extraction. And so they got this harebrained idea that they've got this new way of extracting this material. And so all these lithium guys who are out, look, these junior mining companies who are looking for lithium are saying, well, if them guys make it work, then we can mine all this stuff out here. But them guys in Arkansas, it's a pilot plant. But they got some big players involved in it, but it's not.
That's kind of what hydrogen generation is.
Kind of similar.
It's a pilot. This is...
Like
a few hundred billion dollars, and they proved, well, we can do 20 or 30%, but if you really look into it, this is a pilot program. Because there's nobody that'll tell you they can replace anywhere near what we're doing.
Right. Coal or nuclear.
Yeah.
So how many people work out there? Are going to work out there?
Well, so when I get there, I'll be like the 50 guy.
It's a windy
start. We
gotta
hire like 60 people by the end of December. And then the guy that's the main mine person, he thinks within a year's time we'll be up to like 140. But
you gonna build apartments out there for him, or are they gonna be back
in
our backyard?
Well, that would be good for Milford.
So I told the recruiter, I'm like, she told me, she's
can
like,
I place for these guys?
Yeah, well, she's like, we're gonna move a bunch of people to Milford. I'm like, I didn't say anything.
What?
Like,
no. Yeah,
everyone's gonna drive. No place to live.
Yeah.
So what's that do for you here for us?
He's trying to get us to give him a pass, and we probably won't.
So. I won't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
So, like, these meetings this time of night, I won't be able to make it.
Yeah.
So I'll probably just put a packet together like this if I can. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try to keep doing this. But I can't get checks out until probably Friday or Saturday or who knows when.
Do you have
days off or with an early morning? I mean, like an 8 o'clock meeting on a day you don't have to go work or what?
Well, so my schedule right now.
Because I think most of us, I could come at 8 in the morning as easy as I could. You maybe could with kids.
I don't know. I could do 8:30.
It would just be Fridays. Yeah. My Fridays are going to be catching up from stuff I missed the other 4 days, you know. So I thought kind of what I would do is just put a packet together. I could just email to you.
Okay.
You can print it off. You guys have your meetings. I probably won't be coming to these meetings.
Yeah.
Unless you guys can find somebody else to fill my role. But I'm kind of finding in these other, especially out there, and these other boards that I'm on, I can't find anybody.
Nobody wants to
read what I was going to say. I highly doubt that.
So I'm going to do what I can, but I'm going to be slower at it. I probably won't be coming here, but I can put the package together, email it to you.
Okay. Well, and we could even look at, like he says, we can do a different schedule.
Well, so maybe. I'm going to do doing 410s for probably about a year until we get things up and moving.
Right.
And then I'll be able to work a little more from Delta once I get things established. Like, we don't have anything like that. I'm taking my own computer for day one, you know. I'm still working
on it. Taking a pretty good big risk.
I asked the guy, I'm like, hey, what about 401k? And he's like, well, Brent, we'll be honest. We told him we'd hire you and you could sort that out for us. Okay.
That's good. So we'll just email you the whatever still?
Yeah, just keep emailing it to me.
See how it works.
Yeah, we'll try it.
See how your Fridays are, because if... Go around and see, and then if it become a problem, because we could change our meeting schedule to accommodate, I think, you know. And there isn't any of us here that probably could, and the rest of them, I think we could change. So.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then if we can't, then you're going to have to find somebody to replace you.
Find your replacement.
I found her
she got the checks and stuff like that, and he's the burden.
Let's see.
I was going to say, by so signing, aren't we all there?
Thanks, sorry. Yeah. No, I didn't ask you.
Well, I
do work from home.
Adam, you want a job? Okay, there you go. There's your hire.
I still only have my half for jury duty.
Well, let's do the email and see what happens with your schedule and go from there. See if it works.
I know how to get out of jury. One of clerks or something was in a meeting the other day, and with Pat was in another meeting or something. He was setting up some training or something. And she says, I'm on jury duty. I can't commit to anything like that. Pat just mumbled, well, that probably not going to happen.
He knew it wasn't.
He knew it.
No, I thought, that's just a little bit inside. Yeah. She was thinking, I can't commit. And he just says, that's probably not going to happen. You'll be all right.
We'll work that out.
We'll work it out. She says, really? And he says, yeah.
Well, the budget meeting, if you do the in November, that'll be a test for you.
I mean, the filing requirements, and which you know, some of it there. But.
I think if you coordinate, if you two, maybe like he says, maybe she can pull a little more.
We'll pay you more.
We'll pay you more, yeah.
It might come to that.
Yeah. We'll
just give you the QuickBooks file. And...
Yeah. Can you do it? Are you comfortable? That's what I need to know. If you're comfortable, and I don't know where we got to look. If you're comfortable and you feel you can do it, then that's fine.
Yeah.
I couldn't, so.
As long as he shows me.
Okay, all right.
Well, sounds exciting, but sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. But
your wife is on board with this?
Yeah.
That would be a real challenge starting that company.
Yeah, I mean, it's been...
And then 6 months later, you might be back.
I know. Let's make a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor, say aye.